Yo, what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon-exclusive show where I, Blessing Adio A. Jr., go online, I find a top 10 list, and I bring it back to Tim, motherfucking Geddes, and Barrett on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Today, we're talking about the 10 most iconic introverted Nintendo characters. This reads like a kind of
most
beauty prompt.
Iconic introverted Nintendo characters.
Yes,
there is a lot of words there that I wouldn't necessarily put together. I'm very excited to dive into this.
That's Game Rant for you. So I'm pulling this from Game Rant. This was posted 16 hours ago. 16 hours ago. This is written by Emily May Marty. Introverted Nintendo characters.
I'm struggling to have a starting point here. I like to go franchise by franchise, right? So it's Nintendo. So we're thinking Smash Brothers, which, by the way, I had an idea last night, Bless, that I think is going to tickle your whistle.
Whoa.
All right?
Tickle my whistle. That's not how you play those things. That's not how you play a whistle. You don't tickle the whistle.
Remember when they announced Smash Brothers Ultimate and then they showed that mural and then they kept adding to the mural? Well, the mural's complete because everyone's in there, including Sora. That mural is like ultra wide, like super ultra wide. Do you know what else is super ultra wide?
Your monitor?
This wall.
Oh, shit.
Can you fucking imagine?
Oh, shit.
So after this, I'm going to go try to find a high-res version of it. Throw that fucker on there.
Yeah, that's actually pretty fire. That's pretty fire.
Anyways, back to the topic.
So when I think of introvert,
go for it.
I think of silent protagonist.
Ooh.
Link.
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 Yeah. He's a quiet
boy. Gotta be number one, right?
He's dude, yeah, you know, there. I'd say he's pretty introverted.
Yeah, he's very shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Samus. I would almost say like Samus might be
not if played Other M.
Link. We don't talk about Other M.
But unfortunately, we do.
Well, then we got to bring up the CDI games when it comes to Link.
You're right.
Well, excuse me, princess.
I was trying to think of the quote. I was like, what did he say a lot? Excuse me, princess. Introverted Nintendo characters.
Okay, you, Donkey Kong, family. The Kong
They're
family.
They're not introverted.
Who?
Oh.
I don't know if any of them are. They're all fucking extra in their own way.
Yeah.
I mean, Chunky Kong.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but he's not going to make the
introvert.
List.
He's just a coward, you know? That was the whole joke.
Yeah.
Oh, is Luigi going to be on the list because he's all scared of shit?
I mean.
He's not introverted.
I know he ain't, but is this a shit list?
That's true.
I mean, how outgoing is Luigi?
I mean, I feel like, introvert is a weird word.
Yeah. But just because you're not outgoing doesn't mean you're introverted, though. Or doesn't mean you're, I think I said that correctly.
Are we going by the literal, like, Webster definition of introverted where you lose energy from being social with people?
Yeah.
Because that's what introverted means?
Yeah.
Is that the definition?
Yeah. Like extroverted means that like you gain energy by being around people. Introverted is you lose energy when you're like around people.
That's why I'm tired all the time.
Same.
All right. Pokemon.
Ooh.
Can't think of any.
I mean, isn't there, I was going to say Shy Guy, but that's a Mario character, but also Shy Guy got to be on the list, right?
I like that.
Shy Guy.
Oh, you know what? Go for it.
Boo?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking.
Oh, we're cooking, everybody.
We're cooking.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, I think those are the Mario characters, are Shy Guy and Boo. But yeah, Pokemon is interesting. There are definitely introverted, shy Pokemon. But like, what Pokemon has that as their quality? As their main quality? Because you know they're out there.
They're definitely out there.
It is hard to think when there's almost 1,000 of these motherfuckers.
There's 1,000. There's 7.
Over 1,000 of these motherfuckers. They're Gen 1 Pokemon that's really shy.
No.
I keep thinking of like what Pokemons have shells, but like Squirtle's outgoing as hell.
He's hella outgoing, dude.
Cloyster seems outgoing.
No.
Oh, wait. What about like Cubone, Marowak?
No. Not even.
I wouldn't say they're introverted. They're just very intense, you know?
So sad.
Mm.
Yeah, they are so sad.
All right, what other Nintendo games? Nobody in F-Zero is introverted.
Captain Falcon, no.
Yeah.
No one in Star
Fire
Fox.
Emblem.
Introverted. I mean, none pop to mind.
What about Earthbound?
Ooh.
Earthbound seems like it might have some.
Maybe.
Ness isn't. Oh, like, Ness is slow.
Ness is the homies, man.
Like one of the crew, right? I feel like
they're all kind of friendly for the most part.
I'm really interested in what this list is going to be. Because like, we're going through the franchises and like, nothing's Kirby, no.
I guess I'm disassociating Earthbound with being introverted because Andrew Goldfarb likes it.
That's fair.
Damn.
Fair.
Damn.
I was gonna say Toad, but no, not Toad.
No, he's
not the best.
Yeah. Let's get in. Let's see what's up.
All right, let's see what's up. Right now, we only have four names written down here. We got Link, Samus, Shy Guy, and Boo.
And potentially Luigi.
Let's see what they got for us. And number 10, there is absolutely no way.
What?
Waluigi.
What?
Introverted.
Let's see. The quirky, eccentric, very meme-friendly Waluigi is arguably one of the most underrated characters in Mario franchise. Though he does have something of a cult following amongst gamers, and Waluigi is something of an introvert too. Despite his outwardly malicious, cunning nature, Waluigi has been described by his English language voice actor, Charles Martinet, as feeling an incredible amount of self-pity. It's clear that Waluigi largely slums the companionship of others, and this might be due to the persecution complex he has. Regardless, Waluigi is a deeply complex character for many reasons, and his introverted nature is just one of them.
Okay. This gets a straight up get fucked from me.
Wow. A new rating. A new rating. Yeah.
No, that was a boo-boo start to this list.
Wow. Absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a weird choice.
Wow. All right. Number 9, Luigi. All right. As better known, Mario's bashful, retiring, and at times kind of odd younger brother.
How the fuck you just go and drop retiring in there?
Yeah,
when's my man's ever retired?
I'm not heard retiring used that way. Luigi's renowned.
But he also doesn't retire.
But like, it sounds like they're using retiring in a different way, right? Like maybe it's just that he doesn't show up in every single game. I don't know. Luigi is renowned for his shy, timid, and introverted nature, as well as for being considerably less brave than a sibling. That I'll accept.
Mm-hmm.
I'll accept that. At number 8, Mewtwo.
You know,
I get it.
Yeah.
Introverted and brooding are different things.
Yeah.
I got the dopest Mewtwo shirt. I can't wait to show you guys.
Is it new?
It's brand new.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was going to wear it today, but it's the State of Play Day, so I was like, I can't do that. Oh! No. Maybe I'll wear it during the Pokemon Presents, but that's 6 a.m.
Oh.
That's the whole thing.
All right, Mewtwo. And number 7, Shy Guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. Now we're cooking. Now we're cooking a little bit. Though 7 feels low for this character.
Yeah, his name is literally Shy Guy.
Now, here's the thing, though. He's not actually shy.
Is he not? What does he wear that mask for?
I mean, maybe there's a mask. Cool. But like him and his homies, they're out there starting shit. You know what I mean? They're building things.
Mm.
They're making gears go to make Bowser's Castle shoot the fires.
You can be a shy criminal.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
You can be an introverted villain.
You can be working class and be shy, Tim, okay?
You're right. Jesus. You're right.
Yeah, shy guys, he's not extroverted. He's working class. All right. And number 6. We got Samus Aran.
I feel like Samus should be higher.
All right, we're down to top five.
Are we putting other M into it? Like, what do they say?
Let's say here, the primary protagonist of the Metroid franchise, Samus, is clearly a deeply introverted figure. She rarely speaks and dislikes taking orders from others, in addition to shunning their company more generally, too. Samus spends most of her time alone. Her ship has only one seat, and she even abandoned... I don't know if it's her fault her ship has one seat. And she even abandoned her own military unit so that she could strike off on her own. It's clear that this stoic, strong character has a deeply introverted nature. This is perhaps reinforced by her past experiences or simply how she's always been. So yeah, they have no mention of Other M. And number 5, Lucas. This makes sense. This was the Earthbound character that we would have pulled. All right, cool. Number 4.
Do you play this one? Mother 2?
No. Oh,
Mother 2?
No,
Mother
I like
3. This is Mother 3.
This is Mother 3. Yeah, in high school I got the alleged translation ROM and I started playing it, but like I don't know, I just never stuck with it for whatever reason.
Yeah, I never stuck with it either. Did you ever watch the ending of it?
No.
Shit's wild. You should just pull up a YouTube video and just watch the ending.
Ending of Earthbound is wild.
This one is... I don't even want to tell you what.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I've heard the stories. I may also have alleged copies of both Earthbound and Mother 3 on a certain device.
I mean, so on your Switch, on Switch Online, Earthbound is
available on there. That's true.
I don't know if that's true, actually. I don't know if it's on there yet. I know it is.
I think Earthbound they eventually brought over.
Yeah. At number four, we got Boo. Wow, number four.
I respect it.
So we got three left. We've already seen Samus, Shy Guy, and Boo. The one left on our list is Link. Who else could be top three?
I'm excited to find out.
Yeah.
All right. At number three, we got Clefairy.
What?
That's a hearty laugh from Bless.
What?
What the fuck? Like, how, dude? Like, the most infamous Clefairy. Like, first off, no one gives a fuck about Clefairy. Second off, if you did, the only iconic thing about Clefairy is Mount Moon when they all fucking got together and did the dance and all evolved. Like, there's nothing introverted about that at all.
That's really funny. It's just the fact that it felt like they just chose a random Pokemon is what got me. And, like, they picked the most smiley, friendly picture of Clefairy on this introverted list.
Wow, that's so
Clefairy is arguably one of the most interesting, complex Pokemon in the entire franchise. While the Pokemon has a deeply timid, introverted nature, it also appears to have a mystical, esoteric significance and connections to otherworldly forces that make it a significant figure in the franchise for different religious and social groups.
I don't know if I call it otherworldly.
Like, they just, like, wrote two paragraphs, and then they're like, fuck, we got to put a character name here. All right, let's just put Clefairy.
Let's just do Clefairy. I feel like there's a lot of projecting going on here. All right. And number two, we got Meta Knight. All right. Yeah, that's introverted. All right. And you got to assume number one is Link. At number one.
What the fuck,
we
dude?
Got Paya?
I want to fucking shit on this chair right now because of how bad this list is.
Payish deserves to be on the list at like number 10 because Paya's whole bit is that she's like very shy around Link and it's hard for her to talk to Link.
I don't remember Paya.
I was gonna say I didn't remember Paya either.
Paya's the one who's with Impa and she's got the crush on Link. She's in Kakariko Village.
I am shocked. What's fucked up is that they have Link in the picture with Paya.
This is a bad.
The list is literally called Most Iconic. This isn't
most
my
iconic. Most iconic. You're right.
Most iconic. It's
oh
not,
my god.
It's not Paya. My favorite introverted. It's most iconic introverted Nintendo characters. And you're going with Paya and you're putting Link in the fucking picture to insult us?
You can't say
this
iconic
is a shit list.
If people don't, if more people don't remember it than do.
That's so funny.
That's
wow.
The definition of iconic.
Wow.
Is that people know it.
I am shook.
Well, I'm disappointed you guys don't remember Paya. She deserves to be number 10. She deserves to be on the list, not at number 1.
No, this is no shade
and
of
not
Paya.
On a list that Bro, doesn't even have Link.
Could you even name the champions in Breath of the Wild?
Oh my god. If you gave me like a few minutes to really think, it'd be hard for me to tell them. To what? Wait, what was that, Barrett?
Mipha.
You're lying.
Is Ronaldo? Is Ronaldo one of them?
Who's the fish Zora? King? Who the
girl.
Fish is the Mipha who has a crush on Link because everybody had a crush on Link in that game.
Oh, why did I think that the prince was the guy?
Well, he's like the descendant. I'm talking about the original.
Oh,
champions.
The original champions.
Yeah. He's like the younger brother to her.
Oh yeah, no, I cannot name the original champions.
Is one of them Ronaldo?
Ronaldo? No,
absolutely no.
The bird, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Rivali, dude.
Rivali.
Because Rivali's gays.
Yes.
No,
yeah.
It's, oh, that's Rivali's, how we can remember. Drift or something like that.
No,
Swift?
You're lying. Wait, no.
Why would it be Rivali's gaze? It's literally the power is that you shoot up into the air. Why the fuck would
it be? No. Rivali's Gale. Rivali's Gale.
Okay, but you can't be like, it's gaze, bro.
Fucking gaze, dude.
There's
that bird be looking at
you.
That bird be just staring. Just gazing. When I said it, I was like, that can't be it, but it sounds right.
That's
I don't know. It sounds
freaking
right.
Hilarious.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, what's the chat saying you meant? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of The Shit List. I've been Blessing. That's been Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's been Barrett. I think we all agree that this is a thumbs down list.
Boo.
You'll get him next time, Game Rant. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.